Hey, I'm Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Snohomish County real estate market update for February 2024. As we look at the stats here from January 2024, so last month's stats, we're seeing things continue to pick up and heat up in the Snohomish County real estate market. Now, the biggest change so far is just more houses coming on the market. Now, we haven't seen a massive uptick in listings, about the same as we did last year in January. But what we saw is a massive uptick from the month before. So we had 295 listings come on the market. In December, we saw 537 in January. And that's about the same as last year. Last year, we had 534. Now, pending sales, we saw pending sales also pick up last month. We saw 600 pending sales in January this year. We saw 525 last month. So month over month, we saw an uptick. And we also saw a 5.4% uptick year over year. If we look at closed sales, we saw closed sales were actually down month over month. Again, a lot of the closings in January would have been pending sales in December. So I think that's pretty normal to see. We saw a 12.4% increase though year over year in closed sales. So that's the number I think that's a little bit better to compare. But definitely things have been picking up in the Snohomish County housing market here compared to at least 2023. Days on market also was up a little bit. Again, these would have been sales that went pending most likely in December, 37 days versus 31 last month. But the year-over-year drop-off is 15.9%. So last January in 2023, houses were taking 44 days on average to sell. So a nice drop-off in days on market. Median sales price, we saw homes selling for more, quite a bit more than last month. $717,250 was the median sales price last month in Snohomish County. That's a 1.5% jump from last year. That was just over $706,400. And last month was $680,000. So homes are selling for more, starting to jump up a little bit here in Snohomish County. Average sales price was up 5.5% year over year. Also up month over month, $811,697. Now, if we look at the percent of asking price, 99.7% of asking price, about the same as last month at 99.5%. 1.2% up though, year over year. So last year, homes were selling for even less than the asking price. This last month, about asking price in Snohomish County. Now, inventory of homes for sale, this number keeps dwindling. 384 houses for sale at the end of January in Snohomish County, 457 the previous month in December, and last year to this year, 49.2% drop off. So heading into the spring, last year we had way more houses and we still saw a competitive spring market. So if this year is anything like last year, I only suspect it would be even more competitive. Now, last year we saw 1 month of supply in January. This year, 0.6 months to end January. Again, home supply is dwindling, fewer houses on the market. At the same time, we've been seeing buyer activity picking up. And I talk about this in my weekly housing market updates. And we're seeing that the amount of pending sales, the buyer activity is way outpacing the new listings. So at this point, it looks like we're going to continue to see the same trends. Now, we could see more listings coming on in February as we get towards the end of the month, and I suspect that will be the case in Snohomish County. But right now, what we're looking at is a really low inventory environment, 0.6 months. That's just 2 weeks of houses. And when we were at our most competitive in 2022, we were seeing about 0.2, 0.3 months of supply. But in the previous couple years, the 0.6 to 1 month of supply was pretty common. And when that's the case, you find yourself in a hyper-competitive seller's market. Now, we don't have enough buyer activity yet to be in that place. But if rates continue to come down, which a lot are expecting to happen in the next couple months. If we start to see mortgage rates falling, then we're going to see more buyers entering the market. Affordability will increase, and I think that's going to cause a lot of more buyer activity here in Snohomish County. So somebody that's watching this or following along with this on the podcast, I would say that if you're a buyer, you're in an interesting position now with higher rates, but also the chance to get maybe a better price. I think later in the year, home prices are going to be climbing as the rates come down. That's one of my predictions for 2024 here in the Seattle housing market. And if you're somebody who's been thinking about selling or maybe doing a combination of selling and then buying, you're most likely going to appreciate selling on the earlier side and buying on the earlier side than waiting until later in the year. So these are my thoughts here for Snohomish County as we wrap up the month of January here in early February. If you have questions about your situation, you're thinking about maybe selling or buying here in Snohomish County, I'd love to be a resource for you.